Good morning. You're listening to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Steve DiCarlo, the newly named CEO of Bowen Somerset. Steve, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing very well, thank you. How about you?
I'm good. Good to catch up. I've known you for a long time. I remember the first time I met you, you were running Design Weave, I believe, out in the West Coast. Let's go through your history real quick. You were at Shaw for a lot of your career. And like I say, running the Design Weave business on the commercial side. You also spent a little time as the president of Spectra, which is, you know, commercial contracting business. You spent 5 years at Milliken and the last 2 years at LX Housey, right?
Yeah, that's right, Kemp. I spent a majority of my career with Shaw. I actually started in the sales organization with Networks, which was the carpet tile division that was folded into Shaw Commercial and eventually Shaw Contract. I had a lot of great opportunities there. At one point, I was product manager of the carpet tile group and was the product manager that introduced EcoWorks into the marketplace. I had a great experience at Spectra and then was out at, in California at Design Weave, and then finished up my career in the hard surface end of things, working on the commercial business with Resilient Stone and Wood.
You're talking to, as you go through your history, a lot of carpet and some Resilient, but you had a little bit of time there too in the hardwood business under the Finkel family, right?
I did. When Shaw acquired Anderson, Don Finkel and his daughter Allie Finkel really taught me a bunch about hardwood. So I did have some experience doing that, and they taught me everything I know.
Her last name's Bruski now, and she's running marketing for Milliken. So it's a good thing you have that contact. How did this come about, you becoming the CEO of this hardwood business?
It was really done through a search process. Quickly got in touch with the folks in Switzerland. Bowen and Somerset are owned by Bauwerk, and had conversations with that group. Finally met in Switzerland and got with the board and was awarded the opportunity. It was fairly quick, but it was thorough and a very pleasant experience because it's such a great opportunity. This wonderful legacy, both the brands. Bowen's a little understood here in the States, but it's wonderfully accepted in Europe. They have some great products to bring to bear. And then Somerset was just a tremendous name. At Shaw, they did some business with Somerset. We knew them for their quality. That heritage is something that I looked at and said, hey, these two brands put together can be really something here in North America.
And they use both brands over here in the U.S. How do they differentiate them, Bowen versus Somerset?
Bowen goes more about the European higher end, almost into a luxe brand for an engineered product, where Somerset's a premium brand, more focused on both a solid and an engineered program. So when you look at these two together, it's a nice broad basket of products that are brought to market. They connect very nicely. It really extends us up into the more luxury area of products when we look at it with Bowen. But we also have some really good programs that make sense for the majority of the marketplace through Somerset.
All right. You know, the hardwood folks are a group within themselves. They love the product they sell, and a lot of them have what they call sawdust running through their veins. So I guess you're going to become one of them, aren't you?
I am. I've gone from a limp head to a hard head, now to sawdust in my blood. You know, I think it's a really good time to be in the hardwood business. We're seeing customers look for more authentic products, more natural products, where LVT, SPC has had a really good run in the past 12 to 15 years. We see customers and consumers looking more for a natural surface, and I believe hardwood's got a really good growth path over the next 5 years.
Yeah, so you may have stepped into a role that's getting ready to take maybe a little bit of share back, because the consumer that's buying flooring now on the residential side is looking for a sustainable product, a low maintenance product, a product that will increase the value of their home. And you check all the boxes there, right?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. One of the key reasons why I came over to this opportunity, because the market is moving in that direction for all those reasons. I think there's growth ahead of us. And then we look at the legacy of both these brands in terms of quality and design, is a really outstanding opportunity.
And let's don't forget, if you go to the Shaw commercial headquarters and you walk in the lobby, what's on the floor there? And that's a commercial building.
That's true.
All right, Steve, well, good luck in this new role. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to help introduce you to some folks that may not know you in the business. Again, been talking to Steve DiCarlo, the new CEO of Bowen Somerset in North America. and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.